So, I thought to start out with a little bit of an introduction exercise. And I often use this exercise at retreats when I lead a retreat that is a long one, maybe 7 days or 10 days or a month or something like that, at a camp or a retreat where many people come but they don't know each other. And so this is a very good warm-up exercise to do so that people can get to know each other. But I always start everything off with a little bit of quiet meditation because I think that's very important for us. Yeah, otherwise our mind gets really scattered. So we'll start now with a little bit of quiet meditation. And then at the end of the meditation, I will pose a couple of questions for you to think about, and that will lead us into this introduction exercise. Okay? So, we'll do some breathing meditation. The breathing meditation is common to all the Buddhist traditions. There's different ways to do it, so you may receive different kinds of instructions from different teachers. That's fine. Okay? I think it's always important at the beginning of a meditation session to do a very brief body scan to relax our body. And second thing, to set our motivation for the meditation. Okay? So we have to prepare our body and then prepare our mind by setting our motivation. Then we actually enter into the meditation. In this particular meditation on the breath, just breathe normally and naturally, but pay attention to your breath. If your mind gets distracted by something else, notice that you've gotten distracted, but bring your focus back to the breath. Yeah? Don't get all wrapped up in, stories and daydreaming and wishing and planning and remembering. Yeah? Okay, just realize I've gotten distracted, bring your mind back. Okay? And just experience the breath as it goes in and out. And be content to sit here and feel your breath. So I'll lead you through the first part, the body scan and the motivation, and then we'll do the breathing meditation. Okay? So, usual position, just to review, hands on the lap, right on the left, thumbs touching, back straight. Your head is level. Tuck your chin in just a little bit, but don't tilt your head down. And begin by feeling yourself sitting here on the cushion. So be in this room, be in your body, so to speak, and feel the contact of your legs on the floor and your rear on the cushion. And then be aware of the sensation in your feet and your legs. And if there's any tightness there, then let that relax. And then be aware of the sensation in your belly and abdomen. If you feel any tension, let that go. So some people store tension in their belly. Their belly's quite tight. If your belly's tight like that, just kind of take a deep breath and let that tension go. Then be aware of the sensation in your back and chest, shoulders and arms. And a lot of people store tension there too, especially in their shoulders, scrunching them up. So if your shoulders are tight, just kind of let that tension go. Let your shoulders relax. And then be aware of the sensation in your face and neck and jaw. Let any tension there go. Just let your facial muscles relax. Make sure your jaw is relaxed, though your mouth is closed. And feel your meditation position as being very firm, but also very much at ease. So that's preparing our body through doing the body scan. And now we'll prepare our mind through setting our motivation. So let's think that we're here in order to be able to recognize and then eliminate our faults. We're here to be able to identify and then increase our good qualities. And that we're going to do this not merely for our own pleasure or our own well-being, or even for the pleasure and well-being of our family. But we notice, we recognize that we're interrelated with every other living being. And we know that if we can progress along the path to enlightenment, we'll be able to benefit others more, directly and indirectly, because we're interrelated. And so we're going to work on ourselves. But the ultimate aim is the happiness of ourselves and everybody else as well. And of course, the ultimate happiness we're aiming for is the happiness and clarity of full enlightenment. And so that's our ultimate purpose in being here and in meditating. So set that motivation. And then begin the breathing meditation, just breathing normally and naturally. But be aware of each in-breath, be aware of each out-breath. If there's a natural pause between one breath and the next, be aware of what's happening then. So just enjoy breathing, be satisfied to breathe, and experience your breath. If you get distracted, just come home to your breath once again. So we'll have some silence to do this now. Now I'd like you to take a minute while you're meditating and think of a Dharma question that you have. Something that concerns the Dharma or practice that you're curious about or that you have doubts about, that you would like more information about. But some question or topic that it would help you to get other people's ideas on. So think of one or two questions like this that you have. Okay, and now slowly open your eyes and come out of your meditation. Does everybody have a question? One or two? So in this exercise, what we're going to do is, and I'll need to borrow somebody's watch, which has a second hand to do it. But you'll be in pairs, and if I'm paired with somebody else, and it'll be people that you don't know, so choose people that you don't know. I will ask my question to the other person, and then the other person will share with me their thoughts about my question. That'll happen for 2 minutes. There'll be a bell, and then the other person will ask me their question, and I'll share my thoughts about their question. and that'll go on for 2 minutes. There'll be another bell, and then you change partners, again going to somebody that you don't know. Okay? Any questions about it? Okay, so you gotta have a question, because you can't sit there and go, duh. Okay, so when you're in pairs, you can either stand up or you can sit down as you want, but find a partner right now. Can I have somebody's watch? Okay, so find yourself a partner right now. One of you ask your question. By the way, when you ask your question to somebody else, let them talk. You know, you're not conversing, just listen to what they're doing. And similarly, you know, when they ask you the question, just share your ideas and reflections. So it's going to be noticeable that one person is talking more in any 2 minutes than the other person. Okay, so find a partner and then begin. And I'll ring the bell in 2 minutes. Okay. So what was your experience in doing that exercise? What came out of it?
No time.
What? I'm sorry?
No time to interact.
No time to interact. It was very quick, huh? What else? What came out of it? Could people raise their hand? It would be very helpful if people could raise their hands and then speak loudly and clearly. Yes?
Every question has different answers.
Ah, the same question would have different answers from different people. What did you make of that? Was that helpful to you to hear?
Yes, same question from different perspectives.
Okay, so seeing things from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. What else?
When time is not everybody's getting to stop.
Ah, yes, okay. It's hard to keep discipline, isn't it? Yeah, when the bell rings, it's hard to change. And you know, disengage and do something different. What else? Mm-hmm.
It's very good to have someone really wanting to listen to you.
It feels good when people are really interested in you and want to hear your ideas, doesn't it? Who else felt that? Yeah? I think that's pretty common thing. What else?
Mm-hmm. I think I pay more attention to the question now.
Ah, your own question or the questions you heard?
The question that I heard, I listened more closely.
Okay, so maybe some things that you hadn't thought about before now have become questions in your mind and you're going to pay closer attention to them. Mm. Okay, good, yeah.
A
stranger is no longer a stranger. Okay, that's true. Mm-hmm. What else? Yeah?
Happy to share with others.
Okay, so it felt good to share with others. So it's interesting, it felt good not only to have, you know, somebody listen, who other people interested in us, but just the process of sharing and learning from the other person also felt quite good. Hmm. Yeah.
I think it's quite comforting to know that questions that I have, people also have.
Ah! Knowing that other people have the same questions. Because it's true, very often we feel like it's only me who has this doubt. Yeah, and when we actually talk with other people, we find that we're not alone. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think through the repeating of the questions, you get to be more and more in that way. You can look more deeply into the questions.
Okay, that's good, yeah. So by sticking with the same question, you start to penetrate it deeper and deeper as you ask it, yeah? What were some of the questions that people were asking? What was your question? Why do some monastics practice meditation at a cemetery and does it really help? Did you get some interesting answers to that? Other people, what questions did you ask?
I got a question from from my partner who said that it's so easy to counsel friends when they have problems, and the opposite situation is so difficult. We have our own problems. So he asked me for my views. So I told him that in my view, basically the main problem is egocentricity.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a friend has a problem, we lost track of ourselves. That's why we go talk to friends. Like when we have a problem, we think of ourselves. We don't want to lose our position. I still want to cling on to what I have. So the problem does not go away.
Yep. What other questions? Yeah? What was your question? What do you think is the right attitude towards learning Buddhism? Interesting. What was yours? How do you persuade your friend when she's too busy attending Dharma courses? And she's probably asking, how do I persuade my friend when she doesn't come to Dharma courses often enough? Okay, what else? What other questions?
What's the purpose of our life?
Oh, that's a very good one. What's the purpose of our life? That was a question that somebody asked you. That you asked. Okay. Good. Good. Important question. Yeah? Some other people? You? Ah, very good. What to what extent you can you maintain your five precepts, like when you're working and interacting in the world? Yeah, okay, very good question. Okay, was that an exercise that you found valuable?